Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sheer Enjoyment class given by me, Jordana Barakov. If you enjoy my teachings and stuff that I have to say, you can follow me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. Or I have a website, jordanatorah.com. Or if you want to be added to the newsletter, you could sign up on the website or at Sheer Enjoyment. If any time you want to sponsor a class, last week we had 1,000 live listeners. So right now you could be a part of 1,000 people listening or even more. What is the chutz, what a merit to sponsor a class in someone's memory for refuah, for yeshua, in any areas? There are a lot of live listeners besides the people that listen afterwards. So it's a great chutz. So if you want to sponsor, just let Sheer Enjoyment know, and you could sponsor future classes. Today we're doing the last class or episode, whatever you want to call it, in this series called The Light at the End of the Tunnel. We had started this series in reference to the 3 weeks, talking about the tragedies and different sorrows that we've been through in our history or going through currently, and hopefully reaching that light at the end of the tunnel. So today, when I was preparing... I had this thought, okay? Now, sometimes when I prepare, I find thoughts from other people, and I combine this thought, thought A, and thought B, and I put it all together. But today, when I was thinking about this class, and I had a moment, I felt like I had this new thought. Something just came into my mind based on knowledge that I have, and I had this new idea that I just very much wanted to share with you. This idea came to me, and it like really resonated, made a lot of sense with me based on tomorrow's date. So what is tomorrow's date? It's not just July 23rd, but it happens to be Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, is a very interesting day, and I just want to tell you a little bit about it. Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, is an ancient and a modern holiday, believe it or not, even though you might not be familiar with it. Originally, it was something post-Torah, post-Bible. It's a day of joy, and it's known really as the matchmaking day for unmarried women during the times of the Second Temple, during the times of the Second Beit HaMikdash. Really, sometimes it goes totally unnoticed in the Jewish calendar for years and years and years, and only recently has it been rejuvenated into our psyche. And it's really a special day. It's like the day of love. I wouldn't even say it's not Valentine's Day. I don't, that's a non-Jewish thing. But it's definitely a day that focuses around love and matchmaking. Now, we're not exactly sure how early Tu B'Av began, but the first mention of Tu B'Av, I just want to give you some background to it, okay, is from a Mishnah in Tanit, where Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel quotes by saying, "There were no better, no happier days for the people of Israel than the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur, since on these days the daughters of Israel, of Yerushalayim, would go out dressed in white and dance in the vineyards. What were they saying? Young men, consider whom you choose to be your wife." So they talk about, and that's a separate issue of, or a separate topic of how Yom Kippur is known to be one of the happier days. I love that one. We'll get to that in a month or so. But what we're talking about here is that the 15th of Av is known as one of the happier days. And this is what I want to focus on, because when we started the concept of Rosh Chodesh Av, we spoke about how when you enter Av, you enter in with sadness. And so you have these mixed emotions going on here. And we find that so often in our Jewish calendar, that our emotions go from one to the other to the other. We call it arvuvei. Arvuvei is a mixture. And then when I was thinking of that, arvuvei, that concept of a mix of my feelings, I have the sadness, and now I'm starting the joy. I thought about the most famous phrase where I also have the word arvuvei, which is Kol Yisrael arivin zelazet. It's the same shoresh, that we are responsible for one another. We are a mixture of people, and that we are responsible for each other. But then I said, oh, let me go one step further with this. So I'm talking about my own emotions, that I, not only am I responsible for one Jew to another Jew, But how about me, myself, and I? I am responsible for my own emotions. I'm responsible. I have to be self-aware, self-attuned to moments of sadness and then moments of gladness and moments of joy. Are you following me? This is like unbelievable. Because we start off this month with crying, and now we're ending it off with comfort, which is, and joy, and which is then eventually going to lead to the very end of the month when we start off focusing on Elul, which is introspection and doing teshuvah, returning to Hashem. So now, where does this concept, anytime, just if I haven't said this before or if I've said it and you heard it, I'm going to repeat it because it's worth repeating. Anytime you want to understand a concept, a Jewish concept, always go to the original source, the origin. When I say the original source, you want to go to where you find this word, Arvuve, Koisrael Arivin. Where do I see that original word? Where does it all stem from? Well, it stems from the very beginning in Sefer Bereishit. We have this line that comes up constantly. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker, Yom blank, Yom Achad, Yom Sheni, so on and so forth. It says it was evening, and then it was morning. Vayhi Erev, Erev, evening, is the same shorash as Arvuve, mixture, Arivim, being responsible. Because Erev represents nighttime, evening, when it's dark, and there's a sense of confusion, like there's a whole mix going on. Like, what am I seeing? Is it true? Is it not true? And you have to learn to decipher and figure things out. It's like walking through in the dark, and you have to feel your way through everything. So too, that within ourselves, we need to figure out this mixture of emotions that we're going through, and then at times, we get the boker. The boker is the morning, but boker also means live vaker, to check in, like be korcholim, checking in on the sick. Now, we have this sunlight. The light gives us time to reflect and to check in. I want to go one step further with this thought. Okay, very cool thoughts, right? I'm sure you're liking it because I'm loving it. And when we talk about the origin, I want to talk about the first set of children. Okay, the first sons ever that we're introduced to in Perek Daled in Sefer Bereishit is Cain and Hevel. These are Adam and Chava's children. Cain, as Rav Hirsch explains to us, Cain comes from the word liknot, konet, to acquire, to attain. But you couldn't acquire or attain anything with money back then. It was basically with your own energy and your own effort. And Hevel means short-lived, like transitoriness, not here, not there. Like it's not anything permanent. So let's put together this beautiful message of these two boys, the message of their names, and put it together with what I was just talking about. When we look at Cain, Hashem is telling me, I want the two to coexist. I want Cain and Hevel. At times, you're going to focus on yourself and learn to acquire, learn to attain with your own energy, with your own self-work. Right? When you're working on yourself, your awareness of your one self and awareness of your emotions, and you're going to sit with it, because it's so important to sit with our emotions, not to just try to brush them off. That's the healthiest thing to do, is to sit with our emotions. That this is what Hashem is telling us. This is why Hashem sets up the Jewish calendar the way it is. This is the time to feel this. The next is the time to feel that. So the beginning of time to feel sadness. Now I want you to feel joy. In a few weeks, I want you to focus on self-correcting one. You know, do the self-correct, do the work. So no matter what we do, no matter how much we attain, we need to also remember that there's the Hevel aspect, that we are constantly in motion. We are constantly in transit. Our emotions are constantly moving. Our thoughts are constantly moving. But the beauty of that, even though that might sound disconcerting a little bit, have that if I tell you, your trauma, your drama, your dilemmas are in constant transit. You don't have to stay with it constantly. Feel it, live it, but realize you're not going to be within it at all times. That's the theme of this series, the light at the end of the tunnel. There's an end to the tunnel. The tunnel is not the goal, as we've been saying for the past few weeks. Here today, gone tomorrow.
So we've been here in this tunnel, but it's going to be gone. I could turn around and say, you're gone. Tunnel, you're gone. I'm in the light right now. You know what? Days of sorrow, you're gone. The first two weeks of Av, I'm finished with you. Tomorrow is Tu B'Av. I'm on a joy trip. I'm starting something joyful and happiness. Hashem is giving us the guidance through our religion, through our calendar. He's mixing things up for us. It's a total arvuvay, so that we learn to acquire it, then realize after I've acquired, I got the kayin in, but realize there's also a hevel, that there's this duality. There's two aspects, just like in crying. When one cries, you could cry out of sorrow and cry out of happiness. You know why? You know why crying is so unique like that? Because they say crying is tears that's cleansing our neshama, cleansing our soul. Tears, crying is soulful. And our soul, deep down inside, feels it all. It's a whole mixture. And that really, the ultimate goal of everything that we do, of every emotion, every mixture, is all about cleansing ourselves, becoming the best version that we possibly can be. So I hope you all enjoyed this message of knowing that there's confusion, and that's okay. There's a mixture, and that's okay. But take it one portion at a time. It's like try to departmentalize. I had my sorrow moment, and now I'm going to have my happy moment. And when you're in that sorrow, feel it. Tremendously feel it. But when you're in that joy, feel it as well. Let yourself be happy. Let yourself enjoy, because it's so important. And realize that it's all momentarily, meaning it's moments. So if you enjoyed learning with me, please look me up on Instagram at shrinkitin_Jordana. You can follow me. I have so much more Torah to offer over there. I do these beautiful posts called A Moment in Time. We speak about moments over there. I have my Drink It In Parsha videos that's going out later tonight. Any stories, any words, or anything that I could think of, I try to share. But most of all, I enjoy so much learning with you every Thursday at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, if you want to get onto that newsletter, let Sheer Enjoyment know. Sign up. Or sign up on my website at jordanatorah.com. Looking forward to learning with you again next week, and hopefully we'll be starting a new series in honor of upcoming Elul season. Have a great, great day, everyone.